systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, October 1st, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode 407, the Friday night show. Fuck yeah. It's my birthday month, motherfuckers.
I know.
Do you know?
The big 3-0.
I know.
Do you remember when you turned 20?
Vaguely.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
Vaguely,
That was scary.
Yeah, and then I remember when I turned 23, because no one liked me anymore.
No one liked me either.
Stupid Blink song.
Nobody likes you when you're 20.
And then I remember when I turned 25, because my insurance went down and I could get rental cars.
Yay.
And then that was about it. Then it's all downhill from there. Hair started falling out. I kind of blame the women in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Past, present.
Well, look at some of the chicks you've dated.
I know.
Actually, you know what?
Some of them actually ripped hair out with their bare hands.
That guy I introduced you to, the other guy I work with the other day, remember?
Yes.
He dated one of your exes. He actually went to your house when you were living over by the airport and met her there. And then he ended up dating her later.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's like, she was a crazy bitch. He's like, I had to pull her aside and tell her, hey, honestly, he's like, I think I feel differently than you do. He's like, I know you're like in love. He's like, I have to be honest with you right now. I can never see myself falling in love with you.
Wow.
He's like, you're fun, but you're fucking nuts.
Does his name start with a Z?
No, it does not.
Oh. Thinking somebody else.
It starts with a B.
Right.
The tall, big dude at work.
Nice.
Yeah, he was like, dude, wow. He's like, I remember him somehow. And I was like, okay. And then he thought about it for a little while. He's like, I met him at his house.
When I was going to go bang his girlfriend.
Pretty much, I
guess.
That's
pretty awesome. And pretty awesome.
He said something about, he's got a picture of her standing with your snowboard and you guys were arguing over whether it's hers or yours.
I don't know, probably.
I have no idea. But that's what he remembered. He was like, yeah, I totally was with her.
Nice.
So, we were talking about how, like, if you've been in this valley for a long time, you know, people that you know end up dating
of
the
this
same
valley.
People.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over again, like,
and every now and then you'll like get a job somewhere and you'll meet a dude and then you'll like dip into his circle of chicks start banging all them, and then you'd like dip back into your circle, and then you like you'll meet one of those chicks' friends and so you'll dip into that circle, but like in every circle it's like 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
like you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody.
That's what we were talking about. And I'm like, dude, I was like, I guess I was a nice little fresh slice to this town when I came up. I'm like,
you were.
Nobody had me yet.
Yet.
Well, there's only like a couple people I've been with up here.
Yeah.
For real. So I didn't really play too much in this pool.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. My pool's down in Florida.
Yeah.
I have a very large pool.
Full of chlorine.
Down there.
And genetic mutations and salt water.
And cut off sleeve flannels.
Berger says, wow, everyone has the same STDs.
Pretty much. We share here.
Yeah. It's helpful, too, because, you know, if you catch something, you can go to your friend because he's probably already had it. And you can just, you know,
how'd you get rid of that?
Use his medication.
Or, better yet, say...
You got any of those antivirals left?
See, say you meet a chick, right?
It's like, I told you not to fuck her. You fucked her, didn't you? Yeah, I fucked her. God damn it.
Well, say you meet a chick, right? And you're like, oh, she's cool or whatever. Just go to your friend and be like, hey, do you know so-and-so? They'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, well, did you bang her? Yeah. Be like, how was it? Be like, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you can get the down low on them before you
it's
even
like,
do
it.
It's
like reading the screenplay of a movie you really want to see before the movie comes out. It's like I know what to expect.
Getting their background.
I know what to expect. It's cool.
That's so weird about this town, though. It's so weird.
Well, apparently it's starting at an even earlier age.
Oh, yeah?
I have a confession to make.
What's that?
Unbeknownst to you and to myself, I've apparently been cheating on you.
What?
Yeah. That's what I said.
I'm confused.
Me too.
Explain.
So I'm at this grade school the other day delivering, and there's these two, like, third graders walking down the street, and they see me, like, on the, there's three of them, and they're all, like, little third grade girls, and they get off the bus, and I'm, like, over by the truck and everything, and all of a sudden I hear them shouting, and I don't know who they're yelling at. I just assume they're just, you know, they're, like, third graders. They're just
being
yelling.
Little kids,
right, exactly. Boyfriend! Hey, boyfriend! Come here, boyfriend! The other girl's laughing. Ha ha ha. You're her boyfriend. Ha ha ha. And I didn't think nothing of it. I went in, I came back out, and apparently they were talking to me.
Okay.
They're like, look, your boyfriend's carrying water. Boyfriend! Hey, boyfriend, come here. Hey, boyfriend.
Did you go over there?
No, I did not.
Girl, want some candy?
I made a beeline the opposite direction and got in my car, my truck, and left.
What the fuck do you do in your spare time,
man? As soon as possible. Well, I went back, but no. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
And, like, what the fuck
that's
are you teaching
cute.
These?
The little girls think you're cute, and they're like, oh, boyfriend,
yeah, that,
yay.
That's great. That's really great.
It's kind of cute.
It's going to be super great when they do that somewhere else, and there's, like, a Peter around,
oh,
and he's
yeah.
like, yeah, you are my girlfriend, and then she's like, cool, and then he fucking rapes her. Like, how great is that gonna be?
I mean, like, I
that's
did that
great.
Shit, but I didn't, like, go out with it and stuff. I, you know, had crushes on teachers and crushes on older boys.
They've never
boys.
Seen me before.
Well, they just thought you were cute. They were like, oh,
that's
boy.
Weird, too, because one of Sandy's daughters, from Sandy from the Hotbox,
yeah.
she always, like, does that kind of, she'll, like, come over and kind of stare at me, and then Sandy the other day was like, she's got a crush on you bad.
I know.
I'm like,
she,
what
I remember when we were over
fuck?
There, she's like, don't worry. She just really likes me.
Yeah. I totally remember that.
I was
that.
Like, aw. That's
what
cute.
Is it with, that's fucked up.
Little girls like you.
I don't know what it is. I try to ignore them. And
it's the
avoid.
Stash.
Is that what it's? It is. Maybe that's
it's
what it
sexy,
is.
Sexy, manly look.
Hmm.
Which your brother hates, by the way.
I know.
Speaking of your brother.
He hates it because he can't grow one as fine and as full as this.
When he saw it, he's like, I didn't even know we could do that.
Right.
But speaking of your brother, dude, he has never been into fat boys, right? Like, never. Okay, and then I'm sitting there, and I'm cooking and shit, and I see this bright yellow shirt from across the room.
With the little DJ
yeah.
thing? I love that shirt.
And I was like, is that... Holy shit. And so, like, I finished up what I was doing, and I went out there.
Mini Matt.
And, dude, this kid was so wasted. You know how sarcastic he is mostly all the time, right?
Yes.
Well, he
no.
comes up, he sees me, and
like
then he
that?
Just, like... opens his arms and, like, rushes me. He's like, Dana! Oh, my God, how are you? I'm like, hey, what's up? What are you doing?
Was he drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Very.
Nice.
And went on to tell me how much awesomer I am than all the women you've ever been with.
Of course.
And how much hotter I am and how much smarter and not a... dumbass I am. He's like, every girl, he's like, I've seen this for years and years and
boom!
Years.
Boom! Excuse me.
Did you just kill a fly?
Boom!
I'm proud of
with
you.
With my bear.
Now go throw that in the spider web. Keep that. Keep that and we'll totally play with that.
I don't think they'll eat a dead spider.
If
did you see my ninja? Can we get a playback on
no.
that? Camera one. I want to play that back. You might have to slow it down because I'm so quick. Did you see that? I'm like Obama up in this shit, killing bugs and stuff.
Wow.
He did that once.
Oh, okay.
And PETA got all pissed at him. I remember we talked about that on the show. They're like, he killed a fly, so PETA sent him a bunch of, like, nice fly traps that catch them and then you can release them.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, flies live for 3 whole fucking days.
I know.
So that's important.
I actually know that. That's weird.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, I watched that on Discovery Channel.
Right, of course you did.
But anyway.
Anyway, I'm a ninja and I just killed this fly.
Cool.
So.
Congratulations.
That's right. Matt won. Flies, zip.
Anyway, so your brother, you know, he's like, I've seen this for years. He's like, the girls he's been with aren't the greatest in the world. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like,
but they are DTF. I'll tell you what.
DTF.
Down to fuck.
He's like,
that's important.
He's like, they never had anything deeper than, you know, just
tits.
You know, like, pretty oh, face. You like to fuck. I like to fuck. Cool.
Pretty
like,
much.
That was it. And he's like, and you know what? He's like, my brother falls in love so fast. And these girls take advantage of him way bad.
Girls
he's
take. Like, you whoa, don't. Hold on. That's news to me. Do girls take advantage of me?
Yeah.
Who's the one sitting here with the pink Vio and the Evrio camera that I got for free?
No, but they take advantage of your feelings and your heart.
Oh, like how when that, they like move physically. In and then I end up paying their half of the rent and their phone bill for them, stuff like that.
Oh, my
God. Did you take advantage of me? Oh, my God.
You offered.
Did you take advantage of me?
You offered.
That's
no, but
awesome.
Like they were never anything real, is what he was trying to say. They were never anything deeper than
I'd say maybe
deep, you know?
2 out of 2,000 of them. Of all 2,000 girls, I've bedded down, 2 were real. Not counting you, because I'm with you.
Ah.
Right.
Who were the 2 that were real?
I'm not even going to say. Figure it out.
The crazy one.
Probably.
And the tall one.
Probably.
Okay, got it. But yeah, your brother was just like, I am so happy, and I can't wait to be your brother-in-law.
Wow.
He's like, and if I'm not the, what did he say? If I'm not the best man, I'll kill both you motherfuckers. He's like,
oh, that's
he
awesome.
Was so fucking funny, dude. He was just great, man. He was, oh, God. And he was hanging out with these twins, these, like, Indian chicks. And,
nice.
Like,
his bouncers?
Yeah. They were also dealers, too. So.
Of course.
But he didn't deal the whole night. He just played and got really drunk. And then
they have live poker there at
yeah.
Fat Boys?
Oh. Yeah. And he forced me to play a Keno game, and he made me sit in the same chair as him. He's like, come on, come on, sit next to me right here, come on.
Totally like, drunk.
Oh yeah, totally wasted. He's his arm around me. He's like, I love you.
He's so funny when he's
oh,
drunk.
Oh God,
though.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
He looks at me, he's like, I think I'm gonna puke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you? He's like, no.
No.
I'm good.
And then he will like 5 minutes later.
I have no
for
idea.
Sure.
That night, some girl spewed all over the fucking floor though. Like
wow.
By the entrance and shit, but he's like, come over here. Come on. Sit next to me. It's okay. Come here. You can fit in here. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like proceeds to throw a 20 in this machine. He's like, we're going to win $112 right now.
$112. Such an exact number.
Well, it's because that's what it's a 5 out of 6 when you're betting max on
oh,
this
okay.
one game is $112.
Gotcha.
He's like, no, watch. He's like, I'm good at this. And he gets all the way down to like almost nothing, gets boosted back up a little bit, and then boom, hits it.
He hit it?
Yeah. And I'm like, you little shit. He's like,
he is
no, look.
Pretty good
he's
at
like,
that.
Look, I told you. He's like, it works every time. He's like, shh. You have to visualize all of them hitting.
That's the secret.
He's like, no,
you
no, no.
You just
he's
told
like,
everyone the secret.
He's like, you have to stare at it. And you see, he's like, you see when that one hits what that one looks like? Visualize the rest of them looking like that.
That's amazing.
He's like,
I want you all to go. I want you all to go out and try that.
If you push the button, right? He pushes the button. He'll sit there and stare at it all wide-eyed.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't happen, he's like, shh, shh, shh. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You got to give it a minute. You got to give it a minute. It knows. It
he's
knows.
So much fun
cool
when he gets drunk and he's on this show. Like at both live shows, he was a blast. When he was doing shows here with me, that those few episodes he was on, he was a fucking blast.
And dude, when I, okay.
My brother is way cooler than I am. Like,
I was playing a game by myself, and then he walks up, puts his drink down, and then proceeds to spill it all over the machine and break it.
Are you serious?
Dead serious,
oh,
dude.
Wow.
I had to go get the chick, the bartender,
who
Kino Runner chick, to go and give me my money because the screen was totally fucked.
Oh, man.
It wouldn't do anything from that point
no
on.
Good.
He's like, what did you do? What is going on?
Wow.
I don't know. What did you do? There's ice all over the floor. Like, oh my God, dude.
That's amazing.
He was so fucking funny, but he, you know, he's like, I'm telling you this because I like you. He's like, you're good. You and Matt are good for each other. He's like, you're the only one that has loved him this much and put up with all of his stupid shit. He's
no,
like, I don't see anybody else doing that.
There's been others that have put up with some shit.
Yeah.
But you put up with it well.
I do. I don't break computer screens or...
No? No? No.
You know.
No.
I don't go completely nuts. So.
No? Well, I think each girl has their own scale of what completely nuts is and their own starting point. So what one girl's completely nuts could be another girl's normal baseline. And so when she gets completely nuts, it would be off the other girl's scale. But for her, it's, you know,
so, like,
norm.
What's my going nuts?
You're going nuts is hitting. You get violent. You punch things. You yell and scream like a baby.
I do.
And that's really fucking annoying.
At least I don't break anything worth money. I know better. I'm like not going to do that.
Right, right.
You know? If I want to do actual damage, I'll just hit you.
Right.
Right.
And then I'll hit you back, and then you'll call the cops and tell on me, and then I'll get in trouble.
You'll go sit in the tank for the
right.
night. I, you know, he was just...
And I'm glad that's recorded.
So...
Evidence.
Oh, yeah.
Building my case. Just in case.
Well, anyway, your brother
I'm building my just in case.
Your brother thinks we're really good together. So that's
well, good.
Cool.
My brother and everyone you're friends with on Facebook. And
he's like, I approve.
Everyone at the live show. Now, if you can get him to say that sober, I'll know he's not bullshitting. You can't ever tell when he's joking or not.
No, he was.
Is that
he,
what
like,
it's
he
like?
Grabbed
what?
My
is
hands
that-
and was like, shh, no, I'm serious. He's like, I'm not being cocky and sorry. He's like, I'm being real. I'm real. He's like,
real drunk.
He grabs my hands. He's like, look at me. No, seriously, look at me.
Oh, funny.
Sit right here. No, right here. And like, it was so funny. I'm like, I got to go back to the kitchen. He's like, no, just give me a minute. Just sit right here. And I've got a ticket in there.
So
like
is that what
old.
It's like dating me?
What?
Like trying to read on what my brother is serious or not. Like, is that what it's like with me all the time?
No. I know you too well.
Okay.
I can decipher your shit pretty easy.
That's good.
Most of it.
Because fuck, man, that would be annoying. You know?
Well, whatever.
So I got some cigarettes the other day, and I'm not pleased about this. I gotta
Sorry.
Say, I've been smoking the Peter Stokeby Danish Export. Mm-hmm. It was what my Bally Shag Red, the Virginia blend, used to be. And then remember, Bally went away. We didn't see it anywhere for a while. I had to smoke that drum bullshit with
the
sticks and whatever. Just gross tobacco. So then we find the Peter Stokeby. Beautiful. This is exactly what I've been smoking that, you know, went away. So I go in the other day to the same place because there's the only place that fucking sells it here for some weird reason. And I go to get a box like I normally do. And they're like, I'm sorry, we don't have any more boxes. Somebody forgot to order them or something. And I'm like, fuck. There's only 3 bags. And I'm like, I could buy the 3 bags. But they've had the Red Bally there. It's just a little... They don't have it in by the box, and it's a little more expensive. So I haven't been getting the cans of that, because it's cheaper to buy a box of pouches of the other shit than a can of the Red Bally.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just get a can of Red Bally like I used to. And I get it, and I, you know, go hop in the truck, and I crack that thing open, and I'll tell you what. Bally, you done fell off.
I'm sorry.
You done fell off. This is unacceptable. If I wanted a can of crap, I would have bought drum. If I wanted sticks and...
Does it taste like drum?
It does. It kind of fucking does. I feel like they totally just fooled me.
I'm sorry.
I am so... You used to be so good. And like just... Oh, lush and
red, pretty,
and
moist,
soft
beer.
And moist, and
like an Irish kid's beard.
Oh, and no sticks at all. And now it's like, what the fuck? You're more money and you're crap. I was so pissed.
I'm sorry.
I almost went back and was like, I'm sorry, but this does not. This is not. Who put drum in my Red Bally? I am not
a cruel joke.
Not happy about this at all. So, but it is so gross.
Should write
I've
them
been
a letter.
Smoking it. I'm gonna.
You're gonna.
I'm doing it right now.
All
right. Take a dictation. Bally, you done fell off.
You gotta send it to them.
Send.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good job.
It was disgusting. What?
Hey, we got a reply.
It's tobacco. Oh, what do they say?
Fuck you.
Oh. Of course they do. So.
So
Sean's gone.
He is. His room is cleared the fuck out.
Except for the power lift. He wants me to work on my
perfect pull up.
Right. He wants me to work on my perfect pull ups, apparently. Right.
And some weights.
Right.
Right.
I think he's trying to tell me something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're losing weight though, so.
That's because I'm not eating because I'm broke. TheJamHole.com/donate.
Yeah, ever since I left, you've kind of been losing weight
like,
because
I'm not
cooking every night.
You know, we tell you guys we're broke and you know, we need some donations, and we do. But, like, for real, this time, like, I have no money.
And I just spent the last of my money to feed you.
I just got paid.
So did
three
I.
days ago.
Well, not 3 days ago, but.
So, yeah. If you enjoy the show, I will give you thejamhole.com/music. There's 14 tracks there. You can have those for free. There's an album for free.
Give us money.
So, if we don't eat, we die. And if we die, we can't do shows anymore.
That's true.
Don't kill the jam hole. Come on.
You're killing us, guys.
You're killing us.
You're killing us.
By not donating.
That's right.
You know what time of year it is again, finally.
October.
Right. My birthday.
Right.
This guy. So, we have wish lists, but preferably cash. TheJamHole.com/donate. Say happy birthday to me. Thank you.
Okay.
It's time for TV shows to start up again.
What do you want for your birthday besides money?
Money.
Well, other than that.
And a threesome. Still.
No.
I'm going to just carry that over from last year's birthday since I did not get that last year.
Well, you won't get that.
Well, then we'll carry it over next year. One of these years it will happen. You watch.
I don't trust bitches in this valley.
Cool. Clearly.
Well, what do you... Come on.
What do you want to
look at this pool.
Well, that is true. We'd have to go to like... I almost said Polson.
No, go
We'd
to another
We'd have to go
state.
To Missoula.
You'd have to go to another state.
Well, Missoula has a college, which means girls from other states, I think. Do people go out of state for college anymore, or do they stay where they're residents so that it's cheaper? And Berger says he'll send some cum, so you donate it.
Okay.
So you,
like
oh,
the
wait,
sperm bank?
That's a typo, so you don't eat it, is what he meant. Donate it.
No.
Okay. I'm not going to eat it. I'm telling you that right now.
No. God.
But no, Stargate Universe started again.
Yes, it
happy
did.
About that.
Yeah,
Big Bang Theory.
Fucking
super happy about that.
I am super happy. About
I heard
that.
Something about them today. I was listening to Skepticality, I think.
Okay,
and they were saying something about how those guys are like now two of the or that everyone in that show that's an actor or whatever. Uh-huh. They're the highest paid TV stars this
Damn.
Year. Because they got a fat bonus this year. Because everyone fucking loves that show.
Well, yeah.
Good shit. CSI, started again. Vegas.
Nice.
Vegas for real.
We have two episodes of that to watch, huh?
Damn right. Venture Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Watch some of that
Metalocalypse.
With you. Oh, God.
Fuck yeah. All the good shit started. And you know it starts around my birthday time.
What?
Fucking South Park.
Nice.
Yeah, super nice.
Super sweet.
So, a little happy birthday from them to me. But you also know what time of year it is.
What?
It's time for
Halloween.
The Ig Nobel Prizes.
The what?
I don't know if we've ever talked about this. I think we've mentioned it here and there briefly. Each year, just ahead of when the folks in Sweden announced the Nobel Prize. You know what that is, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Boston plays host to the ceremony at which the Ig Nobel Prizes are handed out.
The fuck is that?
These awards are intended to make people laugh and then make them think. And are handed out in a variety of non-traditional categories, presumably because the people involved pick the amusing research first and then decide on a category to put it in.
Okay.
The awards ceremony is rather elaborate, featuring a variety of honorary positions, some of them filled by Nobel Prize winners, some of them totally not. The ceremony also typically features musical performances. This year, it played host to the first performance of the Bacterial Opera. Nice.
Okay.
So.
Don't know if I want to pay to see them or not, but.
We have an engineering award for remote sampling of whale snot. Whale snot. Remote style.
Okay.
Three women put together a remote-controlled helicopter that could fly up to surfaced whales and collect breath samples. There turned out to be enough mucus in the samples that the researchers could obtain a sampling of the bacterial community living in the respiratory tract. That's pretty crazy.
That's kind of weird.
Providing a new window to cetacean health. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Medicine. We have an award for reducing asthma symptoms with a roller coaster.
What?
That's probably one they like. They found the research and then found a category for them.
Whoa.
It's not often the phrase stress was induced during repeated roller coaster rides appears anywhere in a scientific paper, but less the abstract. But a pair of Dutch researchers found that the shortness of breath from asthma went down after a ride during a period in which the participants experienced positive emotional stress. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
We have one for transportation planning for laying out rail systems using a slime mold.
What?
If an oat flake is used to represent a destination, the slime mold will consistently lay out an efficient network among these food sources. Three of the team of 10 researchers are repeat Ig Nobel laureates, having gotten slime molds to do other interesting things back in 08. That's pretty cool. It's, you can make the slime do stuff that you want it to.
Is it like flubber?
Kinda. Can you make it make me fly or bounce off of stuff?
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Can you make it wrap around my cock and protect me from any nasty twat I may slip into?
But you wouldn't like that. It'd be like a condom.
Well, you'd have to make it so that it wasn't. Obviously. Right.
It'd be like your second
skin. They'd have to like tap into your penile nerve endings and mimic what they're feeling for you. Whoa.
Whoa.
Smart condoms.
Your second skin.
Trademark. Smart condoms. Telling you. You wire that shit up with electrodes. You insert into your dick hole.
Oh, yeah.
And then it spreads out. Would you really want to
insert something
into
your dick
hole? Fuck no, but I will gladly sell it to all the idiots that would. Cha-ching. Cha-ching. We got one for physics for the finding that wearing socks on top of boots improves traction on icy surfaces.
Whoa.
One for peace that finding that swearing does reduce pain. The study was actually limited to cold-induced pain generated by having subjects stick their hands in icy water. One group was asked to repeat an unspecified curse. The remainder were given a mundane word to repeat. Swearing increased pain tolerance, increased heart rate, and decreased perceived pain compared with not swearing.
I think it's just yelling. I think yelling...
Well, no, because they had one group say something that wasn't swearing.
Well, I guess every time I get burned, I kind of yell. Like,
do you think it's the yell? I don't know.
You see the burn on my thumb knuckle? I got a nice little burn on my thumb knuckle there.
Yeah.
Well, I was cleaning the flat top the other night, and I just happened to like scrape my thumb on the flat top. And one of the bartenders was standing on the other side of the window.
Right.
I didn't see him. And when I did that, I was like, fuck, I love being burned. And he's like, whoa, I can
tell. That feels so good. Thank you.
Because I do that.
Of course I would do that. Of course. Thank you.
I love it.
Fuck.
It's so great. He was like, I can see that. He's like, I can see your love. I'm like, I know, it's good. And like, proceeded to stick my hand.
Watch out before I love you.
Proceeded to stick my hand in the sanitizer water because it hurt like hell.
Nice.
But yeah, I do that shit when I get burned. I'm like, fucker, you know. It helps. I just think yelling helps me. Or I'll jump up and down. If I can't yell, if there's like customers around, I'll be jump.
Burger says Matt needs to burn Danny during sex now.
Don't do that.
It's a good idea.
Please don't.
It's a really good idea.
I'll just yell really loud and be hurt.
It used to be really fun, like doing certain drugs while you were doing that, you know?
Well, yeah.
Like, you get yourself right up to right before you were about to come and then do the drugs and then have the chick, you know, get you off while you're buzzing on. Oh, it's so great. Timing takes a minute.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have enough drugs because it's going to take you a few tries. Don't OD. Don't die. Don't pull a Greg Giraldo on us. I mean, wait.
Burger says like cocaine, Danny.
Sure. I was thinking more like whippets. Whippets were really fun to do while you were.
I just like doing a lot of blow and fucking because that's always good.
Yeah.
Well, blow makes
but like
me horny.
The whippets though, it, like I don't know
the wah.
Yeah,
wah,
you don't get wah. The that It's a different drug. I mean, it's just a different experience.
God, I remember being a kid and sitting down doing like 30 whippets right in a row. My lips were all fucking purple, and I'm like,
nice,
dizzy as shit, and I can't get up. I'm sitting in a chair, like, oh God, where's the cracker? I need to do more.
We got one here for public health for the finding that beards let some microbiologists take dangerous work home with them.
Oh God! So there's shit during, stuck in their beard.
This guy says during my time in the lab, the general worry was that things falling out of my beard might contaminate a sample. But for those who work on disease-causing bacteria, the fear is actually reversed. Aerosols coming off the bacteria might land dangerous organisms in the beard for transfer outside the lab. The fear is apparently real as beards retained microorganisms and toxins despite washing with soap and water.
Wow.
Soap and water.
Soap and water. Wear a mask.
Yeah. I know.
Duh.
A beard mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could even draw a beard on your beard mask.
A beer-esque.
Yeah.
Beer-esque.
We have one for economics. To half of Wall Street, as thanks for our current economy, they get an Ig Nobel Prize just for doing their job so horribly. Or maybe so well. They're doing their job so well that they've actually transferred most of the wealth to a very, very small amount of people. So, props to you, Wall Street, for completely fucking the rest of us over. The official citation is to the executives and directors of Goldman Sachs, AIG, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, and Magnetar for what they've demonstrated about low-risk, high-yield investments. Oddly, none of them showed up to claim their prize.
How do you think? Wouldn't want to be embarrassed.
That is pretty crazy. Like, you all of those are companies that now, for the most part, no longer exist, I think. But in the destruction of each individual company, those in charge made out like fucking bandits. For real. Yeah. They are so rich now. They don't even need those jobs, you know? Those companies anymore. I mean, they were probably illegally embezzling a lot of that money. But, you know.
You know.
Take it how you can.
Whatever.
We got one for chemistry for showing that oil and water do mix. Does that one go to BP? I'm totally kidding. Three researchers got credit for a 2001 project in which they released a mix of hydrocarbons deep off Norway to simulate a deep ocean leak. BP, oh, wow, gets cited for backing up that study with real-world data. Nice. Everyone but BP showed up to pick their prizes.
Of course.
Of course. One for management for showing that promoting people at random is the most efficient method. That's pretty awesome.
That's totally true.
Hey, male guy, you're promoted. CEO. Cool.
Well, it's like over at Famous Days where they pulled people off the street and made them a manager instead of me.
We're cleaning out the dead bodies in your office.
It's like, oh, you put in a resume? Here, be a manager. This chick that's been here forever and knows everything will train you.
Right. And then just make sure you tell her to go back to washing dishes when she's done training.
Right. You rub it in her face as much as possible.
Exactly. This is somewhat of an odd combination where the winner for a business category showed up in a physics journal. The work is based on the Peter Principle, which suggests that people will keep getting promoted until they end up in a position that is beyond their abilities. The work has a pretty big assumption, a hierarchical organization where performance at a higher position does not depend on performance in the positions below it. But given that assumption, agent-based modeling shows that the Peter Principle holds, and the most efficient promotion strategies involve a degree of randomness. That is so great.
That's pretty cool.
Because no one gives a fuck about anything they're doing for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a normal 9-to-5, you know. So you could just promote anyone randomly.
Yeah.
And by giving that random person a promotion, they will in turn give a little bit more of a fuck about what they're doing.
That's not.
They may
really
not
true.
Know how to do it, but they'll care about it, maybe.
Depending on the position and the person.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you promote a fucking... if you promote a ditch digger to a fucking trench digger, they're not going to care.
He's going to do all right. He's going to go far there. Definitely going to go far in that field.
Oh, God.
It's like, hey, I used to do this.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then the last one, there's one for biology for the demonstration that fellatio. Hmm. What's that?
Fellatio?
Yeah. What's that?
It looks like a penis in your mouth.
Right. I had to give you what I had to give you the hand signal for what that was.
Okay.
I don't think you know what fellatio is.
Have you ever heard it called that? Sexual.
Have you ever heard it called that?
No.
It's how us classy people call it. Honey, come here and fellate me. That's how you say it.
It makes me want to blow in your dick hole.
Yeah.
Fellate you.
Oh, no. Do not inflate me. Fellate me.
Like.
It's time for you to conduct fellatio now. Do people really talk like that?
I hope not.
Honey, it's time for fellatio.
That's just blowjob? Like, for
after
real?
After that, intercourse?
That's all it is, just blowjob?
Fellatio, then intercourse, then? Hmm?
Sodomy.
this one made the weird science column, and let's face it, showed up just about everywhere else on the internet, and by normal part of mating, we mean that these bats are flexible enough that this occurs while intercourse is in progress.
Wait, wow. What? Say that again?
Wow. Fellatio is a normal part of fruit bat mating.
Oh.
But they can actually do the fellatio. They can fellate while they're fucking. Hmm?
I don't understand.
Fellate while they're fucking. Like, if I was fucking
getting
you,
a blowjob
and
while
you
fucking?
Reached under there and started just licking that cock while I was fucking you, that would be...
That's insane.
Fucking A.
I guess
that's why
like
you need another. That's why you need
too.
Another chick there to do that for you. Then start working out. If you can get that flexible, then cool.
You take out a few ribs.
I just really need to feel what that's like again. With you. And a girl of your choice. You pick.
About the fattest, ugliest, nastiest bitch out there.
I will veto your choice if I am not satisfied with the choice. I have veto power.
Well, we've seen your... Never mind. Just go ahead. You're not too hard to please.
Well, I do not have standards.
I can tell.
But you know what?
What?
You had standards, and look where that got you. Yeah. Nowhere. Fast. Really fast.
Well,
so,
I did good with you, and I think
you
got
it. I'm
me.
Telling you, it's like promoting. You got to choose your hoes like you're promoting. You just a little bit of randomness in there, just to mix it up every now and then. Who knows? Maybe you'll get a chick that can fellate you while intercourse is being done.
Okay, I'm done with this topic.
All right. That's crazy. Could you imagine like a little fruit bat doing that? Like reaching down? That'd be so funny to watch. I want a little flash animation of a little fruit bat just getting down and then like reaching down being like, hold on, like this.
That's kind of weird.
How big are fruit bats? Are they just like little, are they little guys or are those the bigger bats?
I don't know, dude.
We're talking like Batman? What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
This... The paper doesn't take all the mystery out of sex. At present, we do not know why genital licking occurs, the authors admit. Have you ever had it done to you?
Right.
It occurs because it feels fucking fantastic. Fucking
fantastic.
The authors admit, and we present four non-mutually exclusive hypotheses that may explain the function of fellatio in sea sphinx. Sadly, although most of the authors are in China, the lone UK participant was the only one who attended. So, congratulations to all of the Ig Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah, those are some pretty sad categories.
Those are
there.
Awesome. Those are totally awesome. And I'm glad that we have that happen.
Okay, so I must stir the ravioli.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind?
No, we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Okay.
Stir it.
Just give me like a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, while you're doing that, we're talking about how rich people can kind of just do whatever they want and wreck shit, whatever. This is pretty awesome. A New York real estate mogul with ties to Donald Trump is at the center of an international sex scandal suspected of running a high-priced prostitution ring. Yeah! high price prostitution. That's the good stuff. Can we have a threesome with high price prostitution? I'm getting the nod, yes. That is awesome. Thank you, baby. You're the greatest. You're the greatest. She's all about it. She's like, she's all about it. She's taking her clothes off right now. Look at her. Listen to her. Listen to her take her clothes off. Tevrik Ari, 57, has been detained in Turkey on suspicion of setting up trysts between wealthy businessmen and Eastern European models. That is hot. Some underage. Ooh. Aboard a $60 million yacht, once used by the nation's founder, Mustafa Atatürk. You were buying high-priced prostitutes on a $60 million yacht. That's life. That's fucking life. Right?
Sure.
You're 57 years old and you're fucking high-priced prostitutes on a $60 million yacht. That's life. That's what you get for totally screwing the majority of the people that live in the U.S. and the rest of the world. It's that small population that just is loaded as fuck, and they have nothing else to do. So they go blow money on, you know, banging Eastern European fucking models.
I guess.
On yachts.
On yachts.
Making rap videos and shit. You think they do that? You think Donald Trump ever looks over at Tevrik Arif? He's like, hey, Tevrik, I'm on a boat.
And then, probably. Like,
I totally could see him doing that just to fuck around, you know? I'd get the fucking Coen brothers over here.
One
just
because
I'm rich.
When I'm rich, I will have a yacht.
Make me a music video. I'm a
It'll
rapper.
It'll be the sickest fucking yacht ever.
Arif, whose Bayrock Group co-developed the Trump Soho and the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Fort Lauderdale, was among 10 people rounded up in Tuesday's raid on suspicion of running the prostitution ring. They said this Savarona yacht was used twice for the sexcapades. Quote, this is the man who defiled the Savarona. Read the headline on the cover of the Turkish paper. I guess they take that shit kind of seriously. They're like, that's the Savarona, man. It's a 60 mil. Can you imagine what a 60 million dollar yacht is like?
Yeah, actually.
That's like
heaven. I worked for a marina.
Did you see some of those?
Yes.
They're fucking crazy.
I know.
It's heaven.
Yes.
You fill that
I've been in some of them.
You
they
fill that
like,
fucker with 10 Eastern European
no,
supermodels?
They have like 20
Fuck
bedrooms
yeah.
and like
oh, yeah.
full on, you know, full on fucking like mansion style. You
it's
know?
A mansion that floats.
That floats.
It's a floating
right.
mansion. A $60 million floating mansion full yeah. of hot supermodels and probably all the cocaine you would ever need.
Yeah, I know.
And you just go out to sea.
Yeah.
It's the SS yeah. Minnow. This dude, they got some models, 10 of them, from Russia and the Ukraine. They released two of them because they were underage. The businessman reportedly paid $3,000, excuse me, $3,000 up to $10,000 per night to bed the women aboard the 450-foot yacht. The luxury vessel, which boasts 16 suites, a 282-foot gold-trimmed grand staircase, a movie theater, Turkish bath, and helicopter pad, was used by Atatürk before he died in 1938. Damn. Your yacht has a helicopter pad and a 282-foot gold-trimmed grand staircase. And
That's fucking ridiculous.
Two underage Eastern European... Oops. Somebody should have been carding at the door. 1989, Turkish businessman Karam paid the government for the right to operate the yacht, which he reportedly rents out. Are you ready? $30,000 to $40,000 a day.
Whoa.
To rent that fucker.
Whoa.
I'd rent it for like 10 seconds, get my shot, I'm on a boat, music video, cut it.
Cool.
I'm out.
Done and
How
done.
Much is it for 10 seconds?
$1,000. Yes.
So
I'm on a boat. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Cut that. Wait, did we get that? Take the lens cap off.
I'm not doing
off.
It again.
Take the lens cap off.
God, we're broke now.
Damn it. God damn it. So yeah, he's being questioned in the Mediterranean resort town. These guys just live the life. doing whatever they want. And then somebody lets in some underage hookers, and it all comes crumbling down. It probably won't, though, because they'll just pay off more people. One of the sources says Trump hasn't spoken to Arif in years. You know, not since we took out that yacht. Yeah. So, good luck, rich fuckers.
Good luck. Fuck you. They don't need no luck.
They have rich, they're rich supermodels and shit. You don't need luck when you're banging supermodels for $10,000 a night. That's so much money. You'd think you would just go to Amsterdam. I guess it doesn't matter if you have that much money, but if you were trying to save, you know, you could just go to Amsterdam and drop like $100. And she would be like, oh my God, thank you for the tip, you know. They're very grateful. Very grateful. So I hear.
Oh, yeah. So you hear.
Burger sent some sad kitten story. Can we talk about some sad kittens? How's that lasagna? How's that lasagna looking?
It's not lasagna.
Oh, and Burger says it's only $20 a minute.
It's ravioli.
Oh, nice. Even better.
And it's wonderful.
$20 a minute.
There's no vegetables in it.
That's awesome.
I know.
It's like old school long distance calling prices.
Oh yeah.
$20 a minute.
No vegetables. Did I I'm not even going to mention that on the show, I don't think.
What?
My book.
Awesome. You can mention it when you actually fucking do it.
I've been writing a lot of
Housewife
shit
is fit, really.
I really have.
Well, when I see it in book form, then we'll mention it.
It will be wonderful.
Yeah. Keep saying that. Do you write better than you read?
No.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to be my proofreader.
No, I can't wait.
Yay!
Yeah, sad kittens. A housewife is facing jail after drowning 8 totally sad kittens in a baby bath at her home. She told the RSPCA staff that she could not afford the phone call to have the animals rescued, so she just killed them one by one over a week.
Hey, ask a friend to make a phone call.
Hey, Julie Carter, how did they call you? Oh, I guess they just went to your house. Okay.
That's sad.
You don't know anybody. I think that's a bullshit excuse.
I think that is, too.
She's lying. And was like, oh, I couldn't afford to call you guys. Well, you're here now, so no harm, no foul, right?
Well, if she was told she had to get rid of them, the SPCA were eventually going to come to her house anyway.
Right. So you just
wait
it out.
Until they get there and be like, okay, here, take the kitties.
Well, she did, but she killed them one by one over the course of the week.
First, before the...
Right.
Yeah.
They should have got there sooner.
Not cool, dude. That is a horrific death.
Fucking A. They heard how the short-haired cats aged between 1 and 3 years would have met suffering and panic in the time it took them to die underwater. Yeah, drowning,
Putting a cat in the water is hard enough as it is. You ever try to give a cat a bath?
I know. Props to this lady for being able to actually kill them by doing
that. Why didn't
you
just snap their necks or something? That's like, not as bad as fucking suffocating and panicking and freaking out and all that.
Dude, drowning isn't even a way I would ever want to die.
I know.
I wouldn't want to, like, do that.
Would you rather have your neck snapped or drowned?
Neck snapped, for
sure.
Yeah,
it's an instant death.
I'd rather have my throat ripped.
That's an instant death.
MacGruber!
If your throat gets ripped, you'll still live.
That's a fatality.
No, you will still live for a while. You'll gush out blood, and then you'll fucking black out.
Yeah, but it'd still be cool to get your throat ripped by MacGruber. MacGruber.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Cool.
Throat rip.
But yeah, dude, that's fucking horrific, man. Those
yeah, that's
poor
pretty
kitties.
Effed. She's 43 years old.
She's going to hell.
She admitted killing the felines after she was told she had to get rid of some of the 11 cats she kept in her home, which, of course, stank to high hell of cat urine.
God, take care of your
The RSPCA
animal.
Prosecutor said, quote, drowning would have caused considerable distress to the animal. The animal's parents are suing for damages.
What?
Death by this method. What? Death by this method is neither quick nor painless.
Yeah.
It would have caused considerable suffering and panic would have ensued when they were put into the water. We're very
Cats
impressed.
Panic already when you get them wet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm totally impressed that she was able to even do that. I bet her hand was all fucking marred up.
11 cats? Come on.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to be in a lot of pain.
In a week? I don't think I could drown 11 cats in a week if it was a double dare physical challenge.
I couldn't drown a cat because I'd probably cry myself to death before I could do it.
I don't know. I could drown that cat just because.
Well, I did watch my dad kill my cat.
Of course.
I was sad. She was 17 years old. She was dying anyway.
Kill me!
He took brake fluid, put it on a rag, and then held her.
Nice.
And then put the fucking towel over her mouth and made her breathe in.
Awesome.
She needed to. It was a mercy killing. It was not anything. It was sad, but it wasn't like, oh my God.
Why didn't you just shoot it?
Because I don't know. I don't think Dad wanted Mom to know.
Oh, gunshot. Get the silencer.
We didn't have one.
Oh.
And that was Mom's, like, cat, so. She was 17 should have made her years kill old. It. I was 18.
Well, your mom's kind of a hoarder, so she was, like, saving that cat. She was going to put it in the freezer.
Dude, I remember cat's back in the day, cool. Dude, this cat was an outside cat for a long time. She came home with a hole in her back from a dog bite.
Nice.
She came home with her throat ripped completely
nice,
open.
By MacGruber.
No.
Yeah.
By
I
the
bet
dog
it was.
Named Blue across the street.
It's a dog named MacGruber.
Nah, dude. She had all the skin from her chin all the way down
that's
to like
terrible.
Her collarbone.
Terrible.
Was completely ripped off. And there was nothing the vets could do besides shave around it and just let it heal back on its own.
Right.
Like, that's it awesome. Didn't mess with any of the internal shit there. But anyway. So she had her hole in her back, her throat ripped out. Her ear bitten halfway off. Her tail was completely broken and kinked and, like, did this. Like, it was like a crook.
Right.
And, yeah. And then we kept her inside for a long time. And we got the black cat, Bockers. He just tortured her to death, basically.
Nice.
And, dude, she didn't eat anymore. She would, like, lay down and, like, piss and shit herself. Like, she was dying. Like, she was on
that's
her way out.
That's fun to, like, be around, too, you know?
Yeah, no, it's depressing. You just want to be like, okay, let me do you a favor and put you out of your misery because that's sad.
Right. That's
she used
why
to
you
be
would
her, I used
shoot
to love
it.
That cat, you know? So, you know, give her a mercy killing. It's like with my Rottweiler.
But don't
we
drown
to
it,
do
right?
That too.
You don't drown it.
No, you do not right. drown it. Okay. Okay, that's horrible.
So the court heard how an employee of Trier Community Housing, who owned the property where she lived with her 7-year-old son, had gone round to carry out an inspection. He was struck by a terrible smell of urine, and the lady said that she had 11 cats there. The inspector warned her that she would have to remove some of the animals as the property was not suitable for either them or her son. How do you have a child and you can't make a phone call? Like, that's fucked up. Not that long afterwards, the inspector went to the premises. It was 3 weeks later, he said. He said he heard that she had a lot of cats, to which Carter said they had been put down. She was evasive initially, saying that a vet had put them down. Ooh, liar, liar. He was not happy with the explanation and was also aware of a strong smell of urine. There was a cat litter tray under the stairs that was overflowing with poop and pee, and there were 3 cats in the kitchen. When asked what happened to the other 8, she said they had been put to sleep. At that point, he cautioned her. He asked, "Did you do it?" She said,
Yeah.
She said she had drowned them in the bath. She didn't feel she had any choice.
You have a hell of a choice.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Do something nicer. Take brake fluid.
Carter told the inspector Davidson that there had been a struggle and she had a plaster on one of her fingers after one of the cats bit her. She held them by the scruff of the neck as she drowned them, and she hadn't contacted any animal charities because she didn't have any money to put on her phone. Quote, she said she drowned them over a week and was hoping to keep the last 3.
Did she not work? Did she not drive?
Probably not.
You know,
having kids over there is
you take your kid to school.
It's a good job. Good job.
Wow.
Julie Carter, good job.
I hate you.
Good job, Julie.
Die. So I hope somebody drowns you, you bitch.
This is pretty disgusting. I don't think I could live like this. You tell me if you could.
All right.
A 17-year-old girl who suffered crippling migraines due to a rare brain condition has finally found relief thanks to an unusual operation.
Okay.
Don't touch the sides. Oh, no. Melissa Peacock has intracranial hypertension that causes a buildup of spinal fluid in her skull, which pushes down on her brain.
That's what they told me and my father we had.
Nice. Well, here's how you fix it.
I'd wake up with nosebleeds, ear bleeds, like, seriously, like, crippling fucking pain. But we both kind of actually, I haven't had one in about a year and a half, 2 years probably now.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, pre-existing migraine, Excedrin migraine actually helps it a lot. Nice. So that's the only thing I found that works.
Well, they found something else that works. They attached a tube between her skull and her stomach, allowing her to digest her own brain fluid. Self-sufficient.
Now, is it under the skin and shit? Or?
Yeah. It better be. She has suffered with the condition since she was 9. She was often left her with blurred vision as the fluid strained against her optic nerve. 9 operations to remove the fluid failed, and finally doctors decided on the more drastic solution to ease the pressure. I wonder if you would get, like, any nutritional goodness out of that.
I eat my own brain fluid. It's cool.
Well, I don't even really eat it. I just kind of absorb it.
Pretty much.
Right.
I have brain fluid in my stomach. That's kind of weird to say, you know?
I wonder if it made your stomach all smart.
Probably not at
all. Yeah, it is all internal. That's pretty crazy.
Well, you can't see it, then it's okay.
I wonder what it tastes like. Would you taste it? You wouldn't really taste it if it's
gone. If you throw up.
Right. Oh. Could you throw up?
If you have indigestion.
Could you throw up your brain fluid?
You could.
Fuck.
You want to see my brain fluid?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Here, let me put my finger down my throat real fast. Blech.
I'm so hungry. Is that almost done?
It is done. I need to pull it out.
Real quick. Oakland, California. A cop shot these people's dog and then just left them a note. And I thought that was pretty fucking awesome. The note said, OPD responded to your... Yeah, you know me. OPD responded to... Thank you, Dana. OPD responded to your residence to investigate a burglary alarm. The alarm went off while checking the rear perimeter. Lab advanced on officer in threatening manner before being shot and killed. That's what the note said. Oh, that's great. They had the dog since it was a puppy. The owner said it was not an aggressive dog. She says she's a preschool teacher. The dog goes to school with me. It's around kids all the time. It's just a gentle giant and is 11 and a half years old. 11 and a half year old dog gonna attack you?
Now, what kind of dog was it again? I don't think he even said it.
It was like yellow labbed. It was a yellow lab named Gloria.
Yellow labs are usually pretty friendly dogs.
Chill
when they're
as
younger,
fuck,
they're really
sure.
hyper, but when they're older,
when
they're mellow as fuck. And
11,
cool.
Hold on, 11 times 7? That's a 77-year-old being.
Yeah.
I'm sure it attacked you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the cop probably just shot them.
Probably. That's pretty gay.
That is crazy, though. Like, the lady got home and sensed something was wrong. Her front gate was open, and at the front door, instead of the family dog, she found a note from the cop.
Oh my god, what an asshole.
The police spokeswoman said the officer followed proper protocol. The officer had thought it might be a burglary in progress and said he feared for his safety when the dog ran toward him. He left the note. That sounds like kind of a trigger-happy cop. That's maybe new on the beat, but
maybe he used to be
Oakland.
A delivery guy and hates dogs.
Maybe. In Oakland, though. Oakland's a tough place.
I suppose.
It's the ghetto. And hey, there's a lot of dogs in Oakland, if you know what I mean.
I'll shoot one of those.
Where my dog's at?
Those ones probably deserve it more than the actual dog.
Probably. Fuck. Quote, we just keep going back to why shoot the dog, she said. Shoot and kill the dog. We would just love for some other family not to go through what we're going through, of course, because it sucks.
That does suck.
They hope that in the future, the cops will consider pepper spraying or even tasing the dog instead of shooting it with a gun.
Pepper spray would work.
Sure.
Works on bears. Come on.
Fucking A, it does.
Spray them and run like hell.
So.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, anything else before we Go eat. I'm so fucking hungry.
Are you glad I spent the last of my money on food for you?
And some of my change, yeah.
And some of your change.
And that's it. Yeah. That is it. So thegemhole.com/donate. Help us eat, and we'll keep doing shows and making rap music and all that. So
please.
Email info@thegemhole.com. Like I said before, we got the pics from the 404 show up, thegemhole.com/404. And I'm getting the last of the video sent to McNally, keithcourage.com. Check out his shit. And hopefully we'll have that back soon, sometime. I'm excited. It's a good video. Lots of good footage.
I'm pretty excited, too. I can't wait. I haven't even looked at any of the footage yet.
Oh, great footage.
I want to be surprised.
I fall asleep to it sometimes. Oh, okay. It's good stuff.
Well.
So, yeah. We'll
see you guys. You wake up abruptly when you hear, "Will you marry me?"
Yes.
Ah! Oh.
Sweating profusely. Just afraid for my fucking life. Like, wow. Fucking wow.
Wow, dude, come on.
I'm really glad that happened, though.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah, because
you have insurance and I don't anymore, so that is going to be super awesome.
Oh, okay, so you're going to marry me for my insurance?
Yep. Well, maybe. We'll see what happens after 2012, you know.
Well, but I think we should get married on just the last day of 2012, because that's what doomsday, right?
Yeah, you better pick a time like right after payday. Because, wait, no, because marriage, no, that's right, your parents have to pay for this shit, huh? It's the bride's dad that pays for it, right?
Dude.
Fuck yeah.
Like I tried to explain to you
before,
weddings
don't have to be huge and expensive like most
bitches normally do, okay? Don't have to be huge and expensive like most bitches normally do, okay?
Yeah, if I'm going to get married, it's going to be the whole thing, so do it.
Whoa.
That's right.
It's going to be like that fucking Sweet 16 crap.
Yeah, it's my party, and I will cry if I want to.
No, I want a fucking pink limo Hummer, okay? That
is
not...
This is not pink.
This is fucking pussy pink. I don't even know.
This is bullshit.
This is violet. This is not pink.
It is a limo Hummer, but not pink.
Oh, are you going to be pissed if your tux is like a little off black?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No tux.
No tux?
No tux.
What are you going to wear?
Orange prison jumpsuits.
No, dude, we should totally do Beetlejuice wedding. We should totally dress up like Beetlejuice and Lydia.
Or that.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and then we'll see you back here Monday for this shit.
Fucking A.
I miss Sean.
I do.
Sean, we miss you. Sean.
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 I love you.
Sean. Sean.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.